time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today, I've got Ted Hinckley over the phone, and I've got Lane Miller in studio with me, and we've got some exciting things that are going to happen out at the Carbon County Fair that we wanted to talk about, and it's all about live music. You know, the weather starts to get warmer, and that means it's time for some live music outside, doesn't it, Lane?
Yes, it does, and am I ever excited about this. This is the first time I can remember when the agencies in Carbon County are going to work together. Price City, Carbon County, Helper, we're all involved in this, and I'm just really, really excited.
So you're saying, Lane, you bring people together.
That's a good thing to say.
There you go. We'll go with that one.
Yeah.
And so let's talk about this. Of course, we'll kick it off with the Elton John and Billy Joel tribute on the 30th, and then we'll close it out. Of course, we're bringing Due West in. We're going to have some fun with those guys on June 1st. But right there, sandwiched in the middle, is going to be the Carbon County Battle of the Bands. And Lane, let's talk about this for a moment, because you just started telling a story about how this all came about. So let's talk about that.
When was the last time we've had a Battle of the Bands in Carbon County? I can't remember. So we're in a meeting, we're talking about the fair and how all that's going to work. And somebody makes the comment about, you know, if we could pull together some money, we ought to do a Battle of the Bands. And I've known Ted now for a few years, and I sent him a text. Do you know anything about Battle of the Bands? And Ted said, I've been doing one for 5 years. So there you go. That's how it started.
And once again, this will take place May 31st at the fairgrounds, 6 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. And so, Ted, when Lane called, you already kind of knew how these things need to roll, didn't you?
Well, yeah. I mean, Battle of the Bands, you know, the great thing about a Battle of the Bands is, you know, you typically only have about 30 minutes for each band to play. Every band has 30 good minutes. Less bands have 60 good minutes, and even less bands have 90 good minutes. But they all have 30, and that's how long each band is going to play, and so we're seeing their best stuff. And I just think they're a lot of fun. You know, there's, you know, of course, a lot of different reasons why bands win Battle of the Bands. But, you know, I think, you know, we have some judging categories, including audience engagement, you know, how they look, you know, strength of their set. And they're just a lot of fun. And we're doing some things. We're doing a side stage thing where while one band's playing, the other's setting up over on this side stage. And so for people that go, it's continuous music, and it's just going to be a lot of fun. And you know, like you say, you know, hopefully all the bands walk away feeling like they had a great experience with the audience, and all the audience has a great experience seeing the best of these bands.
So, Lane, I guess the thing would be, if they're only getting 30 minutes and you've already got the time blocked out, you can only take so many bands, right?
Yes, correct.
And if they're out there, if you're out there and you're listening and you're saying, hey, we could do this, what do they need to do? What do you need from them?
Right now they need to log on to the Carbon County website, go to the tab for the county fair, and apply there. There's actually a link where they can actually apply.
And is there, what would the cap be? Because I'm just looking at it, 2, 4, 6, 7 bands maybe?
Five bands.
Five bands is the cap on this one.
Yes, so you need to do it now, so you're one of the five.
And get in there, and you know, Ted brought up a pretty good, you know, we're going to have a lot of things to judge these guys on.
Correct.
The criterias
correct.
And everything like that. But the one that walks away, it's going to be worth it, and why is that?
The key to this is the winner is going to highlight Culture Connection, our last Culture Connection, which will be the opening of the Helper Arts Festival on the stage in Helper.
And that's going to take place the 15th of August.
Yes.
So, you know, this is a great opportunity, really, to, if you're just starting out, if you think you've got what it takes, this is a great opportunity for a band out there to get together, get their best stuff. Like Ted, like you said, you're going to have 30 minutes to be great, right?
30 minutes to be great. One thing we did, again, this is my Battle of the Bands experience. Bands have to pay $50 to apply. Obviously, if you're not one of the five, you're going to get your $50 back. But then they all get their money back when they show up. It's a little thing to make sure they show up. They're going to get their $50 back. And every band's going to be paid. We came up with enough money. Every band's going to be paid. And then the winner gets pretty good money to play the kickoff of Helper Arts.
So it's going to be a great night. Now, are there any, I mean, I would assume that they're there online. Are there any, like, hard and fast rules as far as, you know, you can't have done this, you can't have done that, or, you know, this is what you need to have?
I don't think so. Ted, are there? I don't know of any.
There are not too many rules. They are, you know, execution the night of, you know, going over, going under. You know, those are going to count, you know, against them. I think, you know, because it's a public event, nudity is forbidden.
Not that lame.
Oh, good.
but you know, it's, you know, and so different genres, you know. I mean, one thing that's going to be considered is where they're landing, you know, the Helper Arts kickoff, and that'll probably be a factor, you know, and so, you know, we hope to find bands that we feel like are going to fit within that Helper Arts kickoff. But, you know, I think over in Helper, they just like good music. So we just need good bands to come and the winning band will play a final set. That's where kind of the last half hour comes in. Is the band that wins plays one more time on the night off, so they get a little more on the day off. But Battle of the Bands are just a lot of fun, you know, and hopefully the bands all watch each other and cheer for each other, and it's really a celebration of a lot of talent. You know,
and that's really what it boils down to. And so I guess what you're really saying is if you're going to be in the Battle of the Bands, you better come with like 45 minutes to 60 minutes, because if you win, you're going to have to go do it again.
Yeah, you are. Yeah.
So get it together and get things ready. And this is going to be a lot of fun. I'm glad that you guys have come up with this. Once again, it's May 31st as part of the Carbon County Fair. It is the Carbon County Battle of the Bands from 6 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. And then the winner is going to open up the Arts Festival at the Culture Connection. You guys always do that. That's really the last Culture Connection of the year.
It is.
Is up there at the Arts Festival. Yeah. And the winner is going to kick that off along with the Helper Arts Festival stroll there on that Thursday night, August 15th. August 15th, not April. Ted, Lane, thank you so much for putting all this together. We appreciate it.
It's going to be fun.
Thanks for taking out the time to talk to us. I'm looking forward to it.
Sure, me too. Can't wait.
All right, Ted, thank you too, sir for putting everything together for us.
Thank you.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.